Welcome to Woo Wooville, the next stop on your spiritual journey. I'm Pamela.
I'm Amaral.
I'm Lola. We're three travelers on the road to spiritual awakening, just like you.
And say what you said, a next stop. Your next stop.
Yeah, it's. I said we could be our next stop or a rest stop, because sometimes we have to rest to be heard. So it works.
And today is a special day. Today is our actual launch date, 10-10. And energetically, the day today, 10-10-2024, adds up to the 10. In numerology, you drop the 1, so we've got 3 ones in a row. And then we launched at 10-10. And then our second episode at 10-11. So we are synchronistically adding all these ones together.
I think there's some potential confusion here.
Yes, please clarify, because I always kind of jump ahead.
We pre-recorded our first and second episode, so you're going to hear it after 10-10.
Yes.
So we're talking to you on 10-10, but you're going to hear this after 10-10. And on 10-10, people are listening to episode 1. So, yes, lots
True.
Of potential confusion here.
Yes,
that I may
Thank
have
you.
Made more confusing.
This is why we need 3 people. 3 brains. So the energy where we're broadcasting today is all around this newness, this one energy, which is foundational, new beginnings, new chapters.
Yep, 1 is this
completion,
new.
Too.
Yep.
Well, 9 is completion, mm-hmm. 1 is... What is the starting of something new? And we were all talking about how we're all going through our own process as we are creating and doing this podcast.
So before we get too far ahead, let's
yes.
mention what the episode is about today. So
yes.
today it's about synchronicities. So as you see, even the dates, the way we're going to share a little story about how this whole podcast came to be, but it is a synchronicity itself. So and today's, we're just going to share a few synchronicities that we ourselves have gone through to get here, as well experience.
Okay. But before we start, mm-hmm. let's just do a quick introduction of each other. And so I'm going to describe Amaral.
Oh, okay.
Pamela, you describe me. Amaral, describe what you say. Think of Pamela if you were to describe her to
okay.
somebody. So I'll start with Amaral since my mouth is open. Amaral is our spiritual hairstylist. He is an absolute whiz at color. He transforms people through his artistry, but even more important, he has decided to work on himself. He has transformed himself. He took the deep dive into spirituality probably, only a year and a half ago? 2 years at the most?
2020 is when I started.
We met him and at a time when he was at an all-time low, and he knew he had to change, and he found the answers by coming to a store called Mystical Wares in Mount Vernon, Washington, where classes were held, and also to a Reiki circle up here in Mount Vernon, Washington as well. And that's where I met Pamela and Amaral, and I knew I liked them both the minute I saw them. They didn't talk to me, they didn't look at me, but I was in a class, and the only people I noticed in the class were Pamela and Amaral. Talk about synchronicities.
That is a synchronicity.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I went, those look like interesting people. And they reminded me of Seattle, where I just had moved from. I went, these two look like city people. Yay! So anyway, I took note of both of them. And Amaral has been very, very devoted to improving himself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and even physically, because yes, physical is part of the spiritual journey. And I want to give him credit because he just keeps going and going and going because he's a Scorpio, and Scorpios are the most occult sign in the zodiac. And he goes into, look at his psyche, he faces his fears, he clears his demons, he forgives others, and then he moves on, and then he dives in again. So we keep telling him to rest, and he doesn't. Anyway, was that pretty good, Pamela?
That's, and I was going to say, actually, it was 2019. I mean, not that I'm trying to be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, but it was 2019 we actually met mm-hmm. at my class I did.
Yes.
Which was called?
Hear the Call.
hear the call, answer the call.
Answer the call.
And it's funny because I totally forgot the name of the class, but Emeril remembered it. And then that ended up being an episode title. So I thought that was another synchronicity. And the thing I will also add about Emeril is after that class, he said, I think I meant to work with you. And I went, okay. And we started working together, and we, over the years, have developed such a friendship and bond, and I have to say, like, he inspires me. And just as Lola does, and I will add some my thoughts about Lola as well, but to see somebody constantly going in into the dark places, and he's always doing the work, and I think by example, that inspires me. I know he inspires me.
He inspires a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people to see. And his huge heart, like, he cares so much about others. And it just, it feels good to be in his presence. He has a great sense of humor, so we always laugh and often have a great time. And sometimes other people are having conversations, and him and I are just laughing on something that we find quite silly or whatever. And
Plus, we can learn makeup tips from him.
Oh, yes. So...
He's got the most beautiful Egyptian eyes.
And it's funny because I was doing my makeup today, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to put on the purple because we're all wearing our shirts and being on brand, and that's something fun I love to do. And I thought, oh, I know Emeril's going to bring it with the eyes. So we both showed up with purple eyeshadow on. And I said, yes, we've got this.
Yep.
So, but he's amazing. He inspires me. And wow. I mean... We could just go on and on, I think, about each other because of how much we love and care about one another. And I hope and I pray that that really comes across as we're doing this work, and it's really meaningful and fun and exciting. But that the fact that we've all come together is really a special thing. Mm-hmm. And it's not lost on me. So I'll stop there. I can gather myself.
Okay. So, first of all, thank you. I really feel like I'm like, I need to invite these two to my funeral because they would be great.
We'll celebrate.
Yep. It'll be a celebration of life because I don't believe in depressing funerals.
Yes.
But it's my turn to talk about Pam. So Pam is like a sister to me as far as we met in the most silliest way. Her sister used to work with me back when I was teaching in Bellingham. And that's originally how I got introduced to Pam. And then, but my first actual meet with her, get to know her, was on her class, which I definitely answered the call. And we ran across that class was just so amazing. And one of the things that I really admire about Pam is Pam is all heart. So she has to be connected to heart about doing things, about connecting. And I admire that because in this world, there's not a lot of people that can really connect to their heart and be in life with their heart space. And she's very talented. In fact, when I first met her, I was like, man, I just hope that one day I even get even slightly as gifted as she is.
Really?
Because it was just so... What it is we meet people in different levels, and we all have the potential to grow. But like even Lola herself, like I was like, man, these people are so gifted. And I'm just so honored to even be able to like get taken in, kind of adopted in a way, because it was almost like I'm the newcomer. And I get it, you know, sometimes because we all have so many questions, we can be a little bit draining, especially in the beginning. And I didn't want to do that to them because, first of all, they're obviously like, I respect them and I wanted to get to know them. But the thing about finding tribe and finding those special people is that things just work on their own without having to push them. Like, it's almost like what we're talking about, synchronicities. And I feel very honored to know Pam and to also experience her and see her growth. And she's been through so much, but it's just, that's the awesome thing that I love about us, is that fighting spirit that we just don't give up. A door closes, great, there's a better one opening up for us. And that's very admirable. And I don't know, I can go on and on, so I'll let Pam talk about Lola.
Lola, oh my goodness. So Lola has this amazing quality, and you wouldn't Qualities. There's so many good qualities. Like, one, I love her wordsmithing. We did a book club together, and she would read, and she would so eloquently speak. Like, just, can you read for me? I felt like a child. Like, I always wanted my mom to read me stories. And Lola can pronounce the hardest words. She knows so much, like, a wealth of knowledge. So it's like, if there's anything that I don't know, she's my resource on because she knows something, I feel like, about everything. Old soul, yes. And so, and the other thing that you might not, some people might not realize is because she is so powerful and strong, how tender and heart-centered. A lot of people miss that about her. And so the more I've seen her grow, and especially with when she became a mother with her cats.
Oh, they don't know that story.
Yeah, that's another story for another day.
I got
day.
A very harsh lesson from Spirit about, related to some cats. We'll probably talk about that on another episode.
And that experience, seeing this other side of her and go through this deep transformation, just, it really connected me to her in another way. And so, it's funny because we have very similar styles. She loves animals and snake and all of these textures. And so when she first had her office at the same place that I had, the apothecary in Burlington, mm-hmm. I had an office there, and she ended up getting an office, and she was like, Pamela, do you think you can help me design this? And so I helped. She already had great things and great vision, and it just was really moving some things around in spacing. But we have a lot of similar tastes and styles. And she, again, so smart. Tarot, off the charts. She's committed to her practice. And when we also, the spirit guide drawings, like, I've gotten so many, and they're always right on target. She brings in the medicine, the draws them. You connect to them. She's an amazing energy healer. I mean, she could just do that on its own. So she has got tremendous, she's a powerhouse and so many gifts. And so I honestly just feel so gifted and honored to be with these two amazing people. And I love them so much. And I could go on again too about Lola.
Yes, I agree. And the thing that I think I admire the most about Lola that really shows the kind of person that she is she teaches tarot because she's passionate about it, but she herself still studies tarot too. So it's like she's been studying for years, and that's about our spiritual journey is about ever growing and never stops. And I think those that like consistently work on themselves are the ones can really receive that abundance and knowledge and abundance in so many ways that they can be of service to others. And I think that really kind of breaks down our podcast, because that's what we're bringing into the table, is we each have different experiences, and we're not claiming to be perfect by any means or that we know everything. We're just sharing what we have encountered so that way it may help some of you out there. I think I want to share the story of just how this podcast came about.
Yes, because I'll bring in this. The topic of synchronicities, yep. As well.
Yes.
All right. So do you want to start, Lola, since Lola was the first one that started the podcast?
Okay. So I have a confession to make, people. And you're not going to like it since you listen to a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So we all go to Mystical Wares quite often. It's a great place for support, and we would go to classes, and I do fairs at Mystical Wares on certain Saturdays in the month. And so I'm friends with the store owner, Derek Condit, and he has a network, a podcast network, that he has offered a few people, hey, I still have room if you want to be part of my network. Would you like to do a podcast? And Derek asked me that a couple years ago. And my confession, is that I don't listen to podcasts because they put me to sleep. Seriously, when there's voices talking, I know a lot of people enjoy that, but for some reason, it's like the wheels of the bus. It just lulls me to sleep. Mm-hmm. Music, fine. People talking, no. So my first reaction was, no, thank you, Derek.
think you referred to it as the Talking Heads and not the group.
Yeah, I don't like listening to Talking Heads. It just puts me out like a light. Anyway, so I put that away. Yeah. Right? Didn't think that was a possibility. And then a couple months ago, maybe Derek forgot he had asked me before. He approached me again and said, would you be interested in doing a podcast? And this time I went, you know, even though I don't listen to them myself, I have been told I have wisdom to share. So maybe I could speak and do the podcast. And so I went, I would need someone to make me accountable. So maybe I can find a co-host. And so I said, Derek, I just might. Let me run this by someone. And so I was at Mystical Wares, and it was one of the days of one of the metaphysical fairs, and Amaral came in, and I already had him in mind. Mm-hmm. So I cornered him like he was getting water at a water fountain. I said, Derek, I'm sorry, not Derek. Amaral, if you have a second, I have a big question for you. And he was like, okay. would you be interested in doing a podcast with me? Talk about synchronicities. He just looked right at me and goes, I've always wanted to do a podcast, but didn't know how I could get started. And I was, well, that was easy. So, synchronicities. He could have easily said no, you know, and it all worked out. It's something he'd already wanted to manifest.
And then the other part that I just wanted to mention is when we were first getting ready and came out with some ideas of topics and stuff like that, I just kept thinking intuitively, like, me and Pam share this connection and we really bounce good ideas off of each other. So I was like, you know, it would be really great if she could join. But because I'm that type of person that I'm like, well, if I get invited to something, I can't take it upon myself to invite someone else. I want the person that invited me to be okay with it. And I was like, oh, I should talk to Lola or mention to her about it. And then...
before he could even do it. You want to take it over from there?
And to now that I'm reflecting on the memories, I think we even went out to breakfast. We had Sammy there, a couple other people. And you guys had been talking about that you guys were doing a podcast. And I was so excited for you. I was like, oh, this is exciting. And that went out of my mind completely. And I forgot about it. Mm-hmm. And I did have a little tinge of like, oh, I want to be a part of that. But it really honestly was not on my mind. And so I'd forgotten about this. And you guys had said, oh, yeah, we already got like this whole list of topics. I was like, wow, they're on it. They're ready to go.
And better yet, we have the name. We love the name.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. You told me the name. And I was like, oh, I love the name. So I thought that was so cute. And then I don't remember how long ago it was, but I'm coming out of a dream, waking up, and I see this vision and I hear the message. And it said, you should ask Lola. You and Lola need to do a podcast. And I've gotten to the place in life where I used to not listen to those things, those promptings, and now I do. And so I reached out to Lola and I said, Lola, I meant to tell you this message and talk to you about this.
And one thing Pamela is not mentioning is that she is a certified shaman. So when a shaman has a dream, you should pay attention to it because they work with the darkness and the subconscious, right? So I was like, well, Pamela, I didn't know what to say because I already committed to, you know, a podcast with Amaral. So I said, well, I'm already hooked up with Amaral to do a podcast, but let me talk to him and see what he thinks. And I had no idea that Amaral had been thinking Pamela should join us. So I tentatively sent him a text. What do you think of that? And the text back was?
That's a great idea because I actually was going to mention to you we should incorporate Pam. But the coolest thing too, it's like, okay, so three, it's we have like the Holy Trinity and three is a very powerful number. In when Pam came, it's like we came with ideas in the name And but yet she just lit up that fire like the fire sign that she is.
She's an Aries. Yeah. She pushed us to get started.
So I mean, all around it was such a great thing because it's like, okay, so we started with the ideas, but then she really motivated us. She got us to like, okay, let's think of a date, let's plan this date, and here we are. And honestly, I just feel blessed and thankful for all this. And everything has been so smooth that that's a synchronicity itself. Yeah. When things are meant to happen, they just go into their own, they take shape on their own. You don't have to force it. You don't have to fight with it. And that's another synchronicity. That's a thing that you need to look for in life. Whenever you have those ideas, those great ideas, and everything's working out, that's a sign. Listen to that sign. That's an important sign of a synchronicity for you.
Yeah, it's like the pieces. Everything just started falling into place. And for me, I think this is a great lesson because looking back on my life, I can see I felt like I was the one in charge, the orchestrator, and I had all this pushing energy. And it was like by the will of my, you know, desire or ideas or whatever, I felt like I was constantly pushing to make things happen and forcing and, oh, this isn't happening. And I get now, based on my life, that that was needed for many situations and got me to where I am right now. I was with my mom yesterday and I heard, this is one of the gifts that your mother has given you, is to be tough and to be a fighter and to go after this. But now I can see, the more you go through this, when you relax and let go, pieces fall into place. And so the synchronicity was all this flow came in. You guys had already had everything really ready to go. The conversations, the channel, all the back work. I just kind of came in and gave that extra oomph of fire. And then I think we were recording around looking at the end of August, around September. And I said, what if we do it on 10-10?
The actual release of the first episode.
And I was like, and we all felt the energy of that, did we not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We felt the electricity of that.
So once again, we're talking to you on 10-10, but you're listening to it this at a later date.
Yes.
So we wanted to talk about how we're feeling about launching our first episode, and we'll mix in the synchronicities as part of the story. So, Pamela, since you opened the show here, why don't you tell us about how you're feeling today about this being the actual launch date? And
yeah, I actually had a, speaking of dreams, had a profound dream this morning. It actually almost felt like kind of a nightmare. So I was like, okay, what?
Yeah,
Arrow's
laughing.
Almost choking. He's taking a drink and choking. He wasn't expecting that. It was like all these old stories, and I was looking at some of these key players in my life and how to kind of look at it differently. And as I'm getting ready and stuff, I heard this message, and you know, I'm clairvoyant, and so I see and hear, and I'm seeing like this little kid that's coming into the world. And you know how like you could imagine a big book or a movie manuscript, it's all in like, you know, white paper, and it's this big book, and your arms are open and you're being like, okay, here's the book of your life. And then here, and you have the lines from all of your ancestry. So here's your family story. Bam, this big bound.
Tome, that's
yes,
the word. A
tome comes into your hands. And then it's like where you live, your culture, your religious stories, all these things. And so suddenly your hands are so full of all of these old stories, old programs, old conditioning. And you're trying to navigate to please everyone, to honor, to be respectful, all these things we're taught to be, and navigate all these stories. And today I heard, this is all ending. This is today, you are the author, you are writing your story, you are creating a new chapter, and even looking at the things that, questioning, because one thing that we were saying as we were getting ready, I was like, oh, I don't like technology, and it's always a problem for me. And as soon as I was saying that, I caught myself and said, wait a minute. The more I say that, the more I'm putting energy to that, the more I'm making that real and continuing that story on. I don't really like that because, one, we are in a world that is just continuing to evolve in technology. So I don't want to have that. It actually makes life kind of hard and creates this anxiety anytime I come near a computer. And so whatever the reasons for that, I don't want that anymore. So I caught myself and I said, nope, I'm not going to put that story anymore. I'm ending that. I'm going to love to see that evolve. So I'll let you guys be posted as we grow, things that are shifting for us. Mm-hmm. But Lola, then we're talking as you come in today, and you shared a story where...
Synchronicity
for you.
And I'd like to quickly tie this to the audience. You can rewrite your new chapter anytime.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait for a special date.
Absolutely.
Like Pamela did, she caught herself and she shifted her story. So she's become the author of her own story now. So what happened to me, I was so caught up in... I'm having fun making graphics for the for Welcome to Woo-Woo-Ville. And when you're doing something creative and your right side of your brain is engaged, you lose track of time. So I was running a little bit later than I expected. And I realized I forgot to eat. So I said, I'm going to be a little late. I'm going to grab some coffee and something to munch on. And I'll be there for the... Because we wanted to launch exactly at 10:10 today. So I'm at the coffee shop, and I had a $100 bill that I wanted to break. And so I asked very nicely, because I don't like to carry $100 bills on me. Okay, this is going to be part of my old story. I asked very nicely, do you have change for $100? I don't want to leave you in the lurch. You know, if you guys don't, I'll find another way to pay. And they said they had enough change. So I'm breaking the $100 bill, and I'm realizing... It's like, I looked at the $100 bill and I went, oh, this is a money wound. I always try to get rid of hundreds as fast as possible. Because I you know why? Because I think back when I used to carry money, you know, like in college and stuff, I was always afraid I'd lose it or get stolen.
Oh.
That's a money wound.
Yep.
So I always break it and get, plus it's easier to use break it. A lot of places were 20s and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but I realized it was a money wound and went, oh, you have to shift that, because every time I'm actually wanting to get rid of $100 bills instead of going, woo-woo, I've got a $100 bill.
Woo-woo!
Right? And so I was thinking about that, and then when I got my change back, I got a couple $20 bills, and one of them had a word handwritten on it. And I couldn't quite see it when it was in the barista's hand, but then when I got it, it kind of looked like Judge from Upside Down. But then when I looked at the bill, it said Indigo. And I went, oh, the Indigo chakra is the third eye.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's telling me to just stop that and start trusting my intuition more. So I got two synchronicities at the coffee shop today, realizing how deep my money wound was still. Pushing away $100 bills. And just the word indigo, it was very inspiring. So there you go.
I love that story.
And I want to kind of just piggyback off of both of their stories as far as putting them into action. So this morning, because I knew it was 10:10 and I knew the energetic thing that's out there, I decided to do a meditation based on letting go of old past stories of what I no longer wanted to, what I was ready to let go in my life, as well as what I'm also bringing into my life as far as the things I want to experience. And here's the thing. I wish there was a ABC of this is how you go from here to there. But this is what I've known so far that works for me. It may work for you. So let's say there's a pattern. Did you see this pattern happening all the time? What are their stories that you're saying about this pattern? Example, so let's say you say, well, I'm always getting sick. If you're constantly saying that, you're bringing that energetically to you. In order to break out of that pattern, you have to do the opposite. So start saying to yourself, I thank you for my health. Just simple thank you things. Or you can write down, I do journaling, so I'm very aware of my habits as far as I like to change anything that it's ready to be let go. And it takes time. It's not going to be an easy thing, because keep in mind, you've probably been telling this story for such a long time, but it's never too late to break it. And even in, there's so many synchronicities that we get, because once we start really connecting, our life becomes synchronicities everywhere. So whenever we have any questions, we're like, I just want to see a sign if going this direction is going to work for me. And then the sign will come. And it's interesting how sometimes it's really in, like, just, it comes out of nowhere, but it really makes sense to you. And it's gonna be different from person to person, but I can definitely say that my life is filled with synchronicities because once you really start tapping into your inside, everything around you, you see that everything's working with you, but by following your frequency that you're sending out, as well as your intentions. And it's all a synchronized world, really. Anyone want to add to that?
I was going to also say, as I was thinking about the, not necessarily the podcast, but I was going into the kitchen, I happened to grab my phone, and it said 1010. And I went, oh, I knew immediately, oh, this bringing in the energy, we're talking, it's the meaning and feeling that you get at the time of the message too. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, this is showing me I'm on the right path with the podcast. Releasing any attachment. It was also showing me a perfectionist pattern that I have had I've had probably most of my life. And so I was feeling some anxiety, to be honest, about because we are going this live and unediting. I knew that one of the episodes, I think it was the first one, I felt like there was some choppiness and I didn't really like my intro. And so I was just getting into my head about it. And I kept hearing throughout the week as we were getting closer, like, let this go. You have a story in your head about how this is going to be received by other people. You think you're going to be judged. You want it to be like everybody else's. The people that are going to be listening to this are not going to be judging you. It's okay if you're making a mistake. Like, it's a whole dialogue going in my head. And I got to a point where I didn't even want to share that I was doing this because part of me, the old part, was going, no, we don't want to attach ourselves to anything that isn't perfect. We don't want our name with that. And some kind of, I was like, what is this about? What's going on? So the synchronicity of that 1010 was helping me to see what my anxieties and old patterns were around having my name attached to something and feeling like if it can't be perfect, then it has no value. The other thing that I see a lot for synchronicities to help me know that I'm on the right path is I will see a lot of feathers. Today I'm wearing feathers, but I would see out of nowhere just different things in my path that I would pick up. One time I went to the river, and it was such a weird, odd thing for this to be, but there was this oyster shell on this, where I'm grabbing and putting our chairs in the car, and I look in, and at all this dirt, everything's like woody, and this big oyster shell, white oyster shell, I pick it up, and inside of it is a blue crystal stone that said believe.
Wow. Someone put it there intentionally for someone to find.
And I went, what? And immediately I knew it was for me, and I knew it was a message. So when as you go on this, you know, your journey and stuff, you're going to find messages about, you know, how you're going. Are you on the right path? You're going to see maybe synchronistic numbers, different things.
Angel numbers,
you know, looking at the clock. I kept being woken up around the same time all the time. There's just different things. Those are the kind of ones that come to mind when I think of the synchronicities that I have had.
There's the spirit animal synchronicities too, where all of a sudden you just keep seeing the same animal. Like it shows up in front of you in real life. It shows up on the internet. Like there's some, like I haven't, you know, like for example, maybe spiders. I hadn't thought about spiders for a long time, and then there was this beautiful spider web I saw outside my door, and there was a documentary about spiders, and then I saw a lady with a spider pin, you know, it's like, all of a sudden, and then you need to tune in and go, well, I better find out about the medicine of the spider, because obviously the spider said, oh, remember the time I went to get my hair cut?
Yep.
And a cricket. I can't even talk about it. I was waiting to get my hair cut with Amaral, and I opened up my purse, and there was a cricket inside my purse. So I took it to the parking lot to release it on some grass, and then when I came back, Amaral's going, where did you go? I had to take the cricket outside, and then we looked up what it meant to have a cricket. It's extremely good luck and abundance and wealth in many cultures, particularly Chinese.
$100 have been trying to come to you, Lola.
It has, and I keep pushing it away. I've got to learn. I figured to find it in your purse was even better. Your wealth and abundance, right?
Absolutely. I mean, think about how that could have happened. How random and hard for a cricket to find your purse of all things.
Or tell them about the Hawks. You and the Hawks.
Yes. So my synchronicities are dimes. So I always find dimes everywhere. Especially when I'm trying to ask about something, if it's the right thing, I'll find a dime. But my connection with birds is like out of this world. So this is so crazy. So yes, we do have hawks everywhere. We have eagles everywhere. But to me, they go into my front, pass through front of my windshield type thing. Yes. So that is not like...
I'm a witness. I saw it once. Yep.
So it's never like... It's that you find the animals, but they're not doing their everyday thing per se. Or like Lola said, like you'll see the animal and then you find like you turn on a TV and then it's a synchronicity of, oh, there's a documentary on that animal. Or later on you see a tattoo of someone having a tattoo of that animal. So when you do find that, I will encourage you, it's good to use your intuition still, like to see what applies to you. But if you search it out, type in the name of the animal and then animal medicine meaning, and
or
then
you could, that animal spirit totem.
Exactly. So it'll give you some references to it. I want to share something though about a synchronicity that has to do with even the launching of this episode, because we're all mentally in that state. So two nights ago, and I share this dream with Lola, I dreamed that I get on the freeway and I get on a freeway with this friend of mine and I'm driving. And you know, freeway is like about what, 60 miles, 70 miles per hour. I'm driving on the freeway and then all of a sudden there's all these people driving the opposite direction at the same 60 to 70 miles. So the whole entire time, all I'm focusing on not hitting anyone. So swerving from one side to the other. My friend as a passenger is freaking out and she says, why don't you just park to the side? I said, we'll get hit faster because there was no place to park. It was almost like the cement railing on the side. So I said, as soon as an exit comes, I will exit then. So the whole thing was about keeping myself calm and driving around. And then later on, I realized the meaning of it is about staying in your own lane and not allowing others or other circumstances to get in the way. And right at that time, also another thing that was going through is like, we're throwing this podcast and obviously we want people to like it, but what if people don't like it? That's totally fine too. Here's the thing that you need to break out of old stories is you don't have to please everyone. You do things because they come natural, that you're letting out of your heart. Whoever that connects to, that's who it's meant to. Whoever it doesn't, that's totally fine too. And that's the beauty of it. Like, your journey is so yours that, like, when you run across those synchronicities, there's going to be for you. Like, we just share a little bit, but you heard three different ways of getting synchronicities and how we all receive synchronicities a little bit different. And that's totally fine too. Just when you become more observant of your surroundings, then that's when the synchronicities and those signs will be more visible to you.
Yeah, and synchronicities are basically a big thumbs up from your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to read that?
Yeah. So for example, one synchronicity, the other day we came to Mystical Wares because they had an event of doing a like collage using tarot cards and using oracle cards. And it was great. But the owner, Derek, gave me this card and it totally just synchronized with me. And these cards are just little postcards, but they're postcards from Spirit. So it says, dearest you, you have a unique purpose and destiny that only you can fulfill. But first, you need to know that destiny isn't a destination. You don't arrive at some special place where poof, you're perfect and happy all the time. It's about establishing and firming up a commitment to a certain experience. Whatever form that takes, your soul knows what you need to experience. Your destiny is to be present to all of life's adventures, to discover your talents and full potential through allowing inspiration to lead you, and to risk standing apart from the crowd to listen to your soul. You're special as much as you are also paradoxically one with the world, individual yet part of the great whole. Both truths have led you to this moment where we are saying you are on the right track, even if your ego self doesn't see that. Listen to your soul. Check in with your spirit. Keep going. Spirit loves you. Life loves you. We love you.
Exclamation point.
Yep.
That's beautiful. I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's also so neat to, as you go through this and your team is like, oh, she's seeing the signs. Good job. You know, and they're cheering you on. Let's send her more. And then they're going to start showing you different ways. I know that for sometimes it was coming across in music. So hearing every time I had a friend, every time she turned on the radio, it was the same song over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Yep, another one is like seeing signs, billboard signs or something. You're asking yourself a question and then you see it. And then what I like to do now is I like to acknowledge it. I like to say thank you. Mm-hmm. And I give that gratitude and just knowing and feeling supported. Sometimes, like I was thinking about my dad and this song came on and then I found this poem and it was just like, and then I could feel more into that synchronistic message. And then think about that person, and then you can go deeper into it like a memory, and then you can feel the energy of how maybe you felt with them. Like my dad gave great hugs. And so then I would say, I can feel you with me, Dad. And then I would talk to him. So just know that we have so many helpers. And when you do start to see that and acknowledge it and say thank you for it, it just feels like it gets better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just coming here, I'm just going to that little tiny part of Main Street, Mount Vernon. I saw so many double-digit license plates.
Wow.
And I did say thank you. So yeah, another trick would be to acknowledge it, yes, add some emotion to the mm-hmm. the revelation, and then say, and more, please.
Oh, I like that.
That's what I did. Thank you. And more, please.
So I even push it a little bit further, too. And then what I do is I say, Spirit, make me aware of the signs that you're sending me.
I like that.
Your spirit team is designed to help you. So whatever you ask for, that they listen to you. So sometimes you have to ask, just make signs more visible to me. Make me be more aware of those synchronicities that are out there for me to see.
That's a good one.
And the other thing too, I think, is quieting yourself sometimes. So, you know, if you've always got noise coming at you, you mean
like a Gemini like me?
Yeah. Yes.
My head's always noisy.
Exactly. So
that's why I know all those words.
When you're calm and things are still, you can hear the messages.
Absolutely. Meditation is so important.
You know, so
people new to the journey, the more you meditate, the more you're likely to get the thumbs up from your soul and see these synchronicities.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I loved music. So everywhere, I would always be blasting the music to get myself in a state where, you know, it would bring my state up and I'd be in a high vibrational mood. Well, then one time I heard, you know, the message to, if there's always noise going on, how can we talk to you? Yep. So I thought, okay, I'm going to start practice, mm-hmm. and I would discipline myself not to have it on and just to have it quiet as mm-hmm. I drove. And I did notice that I would start to, okay, where am I feeling this in my body? Where am I feeling this? Am I hearing a message? Am I feeling something? Am I noticing something? And so part of it is that solitude, that stillness, when you're aware and hearing and tuned in, don't you feel like you're in a higher plane, a higher state than being down here with the noise and all the thoughts in the head? And it's another way to help raise your vibration, which I know we've talked about those kinds of things, but noticing the synchronicities that keep happening. And I love what you guys shared. I think I'm going to take some of those. And more, please.
That's what this show's about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, throwing out ideas that have worked for us so other people can try them out. The other one I forgot was colors.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, there's like five red cars in front of me. I seldom see five red cars. Oh, I bet. And there's red and there's red. Oh, my goodness. Maybe I need to work on my root chakra. Pay attention to if you see a lot of colors together. And Emerald wanted to share something, too. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, I also want to take out because at first, when I first started, it was so like, oh, you have to meditate. There's so many ways to meditate, though, you guys. It's not just your whole, like, because a lot of the misbelief is that when you meditate, there's nothing supposed to be on your mind. That's impossible. You're always going to have thoughts and ideas in your mind. You just let them. Instead of you bringing those in and focusing on those thoughts, you just allow your mind to go where it needs to go. But example, I find it with music, especially with frequency music, sometimes I can just listen to it and get in this relaxed state, and that's still considered meditation. Sometimes I can be out in nature. I don't even close my eyes. I just stare away, example, at the ocean. That's meditation. Things that really calm you down, that really bring you to that inner peace, and you have that connectedness within yourself, that is a form of meditation. Classical music, so many different things, but it's up to you. This isn't about how did you do it so that I can apply it. It's more about gather tools from others, see what works for you, mm-hmm. and then apply them yourself.
And also, what works for you now, something else might work for you that you like even better later.
Exactly.
As you grow spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you evolve, you know, the things you kind of outgrow, like, okay, that was the way we used to talk to her, now we're doing this other thing. And so constantly how we grow and evolve, so do those synchronicities change and evolve, it seems like, with us too.
Yep. But every once in a while you get peppered with the old standards too.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, it isn't like they don't come anymore. Yeah. They're always great. Sometimes they're like, okay, she needs to get this message, and it's on like five different fronts. The time, the color, your friend calling, you think of someone and they call you. Like, sometimes I know I need it like several ways for me to be like, oh, okay, I've been too caught up in my head about a worry or an anxiety, and they're throwing everything at me.
And see, here's the thing too. It's so synchronicities work with you, but also synchronicities are also helping you in a way to master your energy, because what we focus on is what we bring forth. So then where meditation or any kind of way to calm you, life will never be perfect. And sometimes it throws curveballs at us. Like, to even us, we're not away from any curveballs being hit on or whatever. But it's not about focusing on what's hitting us. It's about changing that energy and, like, finding a way to soothe that out. So we're not, like, just because something happens to you doesn't mean that needs to be your story. And that's what you need to be telling the rest of your day so that your energy can kind of plummet. Instead, think of something different that just makes you neutralize, or at least makes you not focus so much on what's going on, so that way you can relax and you can have that breathing room to be able to change things.
I think today, as I think about the energy of today, is about new chapters. I'm going to really put my intention to notice the things that I'm doing that is perhaps prohibiting me from being where I want to be, for help me to see those and catch them, just like, you know, we're all doing and sharing. And being really the author of the story of that I want to have, where sometimes I say to people, you know, if you have the magic wand and if you knew you could do anything, what would you create? You know, we hold ourselves back by our, you know, what we think are our limitations, or I can't have that, or I'm not worthy of this, that, or the other. And so that's where I'm going to put my energy today. What about you guys?
Well, I'm going to try to manifest another $100 bill.
I love that.
Maybe I'll treat it with respect.
Bring the Benjis and love it. Be like, I love you, $100.
And what she means is that extra $100 bill is already on her pocket. She's just aligning to it. So one thing that I'm the psycho one, so I'm the Scorpio, that one that is like, okay.
Oh, wait a minute, Gemini's not psycho, Scorpio.
Well, that's true too. But what I do is whenever I get any kind of emotion, you guys, emotions have like these big keys. Any emotion when you're just going through your day and you start feeling like, oh, all of a sudden I'm just feeling upset about this, go into it. Like, we all get taught as a society to suppress our emotions. Mm-hmm. That's the old way of doing things. That's the old world. That world already died, you guys. What you need to do is you need not so much dwell on the emotion, but ask the emotion, Like, what are you trying to bring forth? What is it that I need to see or hear now in order for me to tune into what I need to work at? And that's what I work on. Before, I used to do like these lists and stuff. And I'm not going to lie, I would start, but I would never finish the whole list. So I realized lists don't really work for me. They work for some people. So what I do now is I just ask spirit, show me emotions, like show me where I need to work on. And sometimes it can get a little rough because when you don't have any, you don't set any boundaries of like, let's do it this day. It can just happen any second, but that's a whole nother story. But that's what I'm working on now is peace. I value so much the peace within that whenever things come up that are not aligned with peace, the peace that I'm feeling, I go into them because I refuse to give up that peace. I went through chaos just like we all have for so long that now that's one thing I don't want to give away. Freedom is another thing. If I don't feel freedom on things that I'm doing, I don't want them.
I love that. Thank you for Lola? Sharing.
While you were speaking, I started concentrating on my heart, and maybe that's a good way to close the episode. Mm-hmm. We talked about the synchronicities in general, some of them that applied to the three of us that hopefully you guys can relate to, especially how this podcast came to be, you know, and we're being authentic. We're not perfect at it. Pamela's come to accept that, which is difficult for, you know, when you have expectations of being very perfect. But you know what? That's the age of Aquarius. Mm-hmm. And you guys, that's what you and I and everyone on this planet is entering, the age of Aquarius. So be authentic, be heart-centered, be who you are. Don't be afraid that you're not perfect, because we're always expanding and growing. So I'm going to encourage you to focus on your hearts and start feeling the energy in your heart. It'll have a little bit of a magnetic pull to mm-hmm. it. And do you guys feel it here in the room, the two of you, if you focus on your mm-hmm. heart?
Yep.
Okay, well, we're sending heart love to you, yes. guys.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks. So much.
Thank you.
Bye.